From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week we feature Near Eastern Theater, a Legal Eagle rapper, and art with a heart. David Wiegand always engages his heart and mind on The Do List. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning, Cy.
Let's start with a great Irish singer. Nothing sweeter in Celtic music than Mary Black, and that's off her new CD.
That's right. It's called Stories from the Steeples. It's beautiful, and like much of her music, of course, it's very steeped, as it were, in Irish roots, but she's always been very open to contemporary music as well, which is one of the reasons that her fame is worldwide. People consider her the pinnacle of great Irish singing. She's been around for, since the 80s, and there's nobody better.
Mary Black plays the Sebastopol Community Cultural Center tonight, and she's at Berkeley's Freight and Salvage on Sunday. But advance tickets for that concert at the Freight are sold out, so get there early. There'll be some tickets for standing room, maybe a few seats. David, tell us now about the Very Worthy Art Show opening at the National Institute of Art and Disabilities.
You know, this is not only a worthy art show, but trust me, because I've been over there, it's actually a really great art show. It's really astounding what beautiful pieces you'll find over there. This is an organization that provides artistic outlets for people with various disabilities. There are some 64 artists working with the center these days. I can't say enough great things about it.
Head to Richmond for the annual art show featuring artists working at the National Institute of Arts and Disabilities. And the reception for that is 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. And that's our cheap thrill for the week because admission is free. The show runs through December 30th. And now our Legal Eagle rapper, she's Hopi.
I got a song in my heart and I sing it off key. Sew it on my sleeve, put some minds to ease. At least maybe I can make noise, killing them softly. A lovable outcast for outlandish posses. Holly, lolly, gagging, not timid. I'll frequently test the speed limit like a villain. Or just a habitual line stepping. My weapons drawn, got my laser beam centered on the sun.
So put there's a rapper that would make any parent proud. She took time off from her music career to get a legal degree.
That's right. She actually has a doctorate from Hastings School of Law. So, if the singing thing doesn't work out, she could fall back on law or the other way around,
I guess. The singing thing's going to work out. She sounds great.
No, it definitely is. Yeah, she's been around since for a few years. Her first album was called The Diamond Dame. She has a lot of classical training in voice. She plays guitar, drums, and as we've heard, a really smart, savvy rapper.
Hopi plays Brick and Mortar in San Francisco on Wednesday. And next, we've got a pair of theaters hosting the Reorient Festival. And these are short plays on Near Eastern themes. Some highlights, please.
That's right. This is really an amazing festival. It's been around since 1999. And there are short plays that things like Naomi Wallace, for example, she has a piece called City of Grubs. And there's also a world premiere of a play called Stuck by Amir Al-Azaki. And these plays do look at the Middle East experience for people who are of Middle Eastern descent, but also for the rest of us.
That festival is in its second week. Four plays at the Z Space Studios tonight and tomorrow night, and six short plays at No Space just around the corner tonight through Sunday. Now, Anders Osborne, who you'd never guess, was born in Sweden. That's Anders Osborne, and he does a really delicate acoustic version of that on YouTube. The song is Black Tar. And David, I guess you get to see that during this current tour.
That's right. He is doing acoustic shows in Napa and in Mill Valley and performing with Toots and the Maytals. He is Anders is an amazing performer. He is from Sweden, has spent many, many years in New Orleans, and has been working in Nashville in recent years. I don't think there's anybody more naturalized in a musical sense than Anders Osborne.
Anders Osborne is the special guest on a bill for the pair of acoustic concerts with Toots and the Maytals. And they're at the Uptown Theater in Napa on Sunday, and they stop at the 142 Throckmorton Theater in Mill Valley on Monday. And we've got to include one more item. Funny girl Anna Gasteyer is in town.
She is in town, and she is very, very funny. People remember her from Saturday Night Live, of course. And currently you can see her as part of the ensemble of Suburgatory, which is a really funny show on ABC. And she's singing at the Raz Room from Friday through Sunday, doing a lot of show tunes. And I'm sure there'll be a bit of humor as well.
Great list, David. Thanks.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. We post details on these shows and more online at kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Cy Musiker.